Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena. Jenna, how are you today?
Morena, very good. I love some Chelsea Jades. Oh, that's a really nice start to the morning.
You can't go wrong, can you? Hey, no. I'm excited to talk books. It's been a wee while since we've had you on, because we've had many a long weekend. What are we chatting about today?
I know, I'm very sad that our 3-day weekends are ending, but I'm glad I can talk to you because we miss that out when there's so many holidays.
Exactly.
Today I'm going to review Young Mungo by Douglas Stewart. Did you guys read Shuggy Bane?
I actually never did, which is embarrassing because it's been one of those books in my physical stack of books by my bed for a very long time.
Oh, it's there.
Yeah, it is there. It's literally right there. But sometimes I'm like, oh, I just need something not sad to read.
Well, yeah, that's right. It is pretty sad. So that Shuggy Bane was one of the biggest debut novels over the last few years, and this won the Booker Prize. It's by Douglas Stewart, and it told the story of this young gay boy called Shuggy, his alcoholic mother, and a council flat life in 1980s Glasgow. And with Young Mungo, we're back in that time, that space, in quite a similar family setup. So I feel like Shuggy Bane just came out, but I feel, time has stood still for 2 years, so it's fair.
Yeah.
The book's been out for about 3 weeks. So with Young Mungo, we move between two sets of time that are quite close together. First, Mungo, who's 15, he's on this bus with two men, like the most two awful men that you could ever think of, that his mother met at AA, and he's been sent with them to do manly tasks such as this fishing trip at this western Scottish loch, which is the furthest Mungo has ever been to from home. We know that he's on this trip because something happened at home, and they keep referring back to it. And then we go back to his regular council flat life. As I said, Shuggy Bane, the very similar family setup as Shuggy Bane, but I found myself a lot less sympathetic to Mungo's Momor. Her name's Momor. Mm. She's called Momor, to Shuggy's mum, Agnes. She's barely around. She abandons her children for the comfort of a man, which is, she has a lot of stuff that she's going through as well, but leaving your kids at home is pretty horrible. And Jody, the oldest child, is Mungo's main caregiver. She's about to go to university. And then there's Hamish, Mungo's brother, and he's a very young father and the head of this Protestant gang. He's seething with violence and anger.
Hmm. You're setting a good picture here for this kind of world. I'm getting that it's probably following on from Shuggy Bane. Not the happiest of stories, necessarily.
Not the happiest of stories, I'm very sad to say. But I do think it's definitely worth a read. So
totally.
Mungo comes across this Catholic boy called James. James takes care of pigeons in this do cot, and it's this very sense of calm for them in this mad world. And having never had a friend before, Mungo and James bond as friends and start feeling those first mysterious seeds of love. So this is a book that has it all. It's got trauma, toxic masculinity, poverty, religion, and a true sense of doom. And I don't want
a true sense of doom is a very strong line.
And the council estate, this world that's set up, feels so suffocating. James has dreams of leaving, and he's the first person to tell Mungo that you could possibly leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he gives him this gift of this really peaceful life. And it's quite, I think, it's quite easy to think, forget about how dangerous it was at this time for queer men and boys that are different. Douglas Stewart's a writer full of metaphors. His tone is, despite the doom, he has a joyful tone, and it's easy to read. And there's this Glaswegian slang all the way through it. And I wish I could repeat in the accent.
I was going to say, go on then, give us your best crack, but
yeah.
I might not make you do that.
Yeah, the mibbe and the yaw. They're like that, all that, and yaw. And I don't know. You can almost hear that. The musical accent as you read.
Yes.
There's some very brutal, violent and distressing scenes of this book, especially around those two men that Mungo gets shipped off with. However, it's one of those books where I feel, and I hope that people think that it's worth reading and justified,
totally.
That despite the darkness, there's this sense of hope coming through.
Yeah. That's kind of what people have said about his writing so far, really. There's something about the way he writes, even when he's writing about the darkest things, that gives you a sort of sense of hope, even if that's not the message as well. I don't know if that, I mean, maybe in this book it is, but that's what I've heard people say a lot about Shuggie Bain.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard, but it's good. Like, there's lots of hard books, and then you read them and you think.
Absolutely. Life was better for having read that. Yep, totally.
So, well recommended. It's on the shelf now. And I think Douglas Stewart is just, I can see him continuing this. A lot of it's based on his real life. And it's just a joy to read, really.
Oh, sounds fantastic. Remind us of the name.
Young Mungo.
Young
Mungo. Which is a wonderful title by Douglas Stewart. It's published by Picador. It's $38 and it's on the shelf now at Time Out Books.
Thank you so much, Jenna. I hope you've enjoyed your long weekends and it's lovely to have you back on the show. We'll talk to you again next week or in a couple of weeks' time.
Yes, I think you've got Surrey next week.
We do. All right. Cool. Ka kite, have a good one.
Ka kite.
That was Loose Reads.
Thank you.